two or three weeks ago, I requested prayer for, just praying for each other's homes and just how God would just help each other. We really don't realize what's sitting in our services tonight. And each individual home, I know there's physical problems, financial problems, domestic problems, just social problems. There's all kinds of problems going on in our lives. And I mentioned that, that I've been wanting to preach on the home, and that's what we're going to attempt to do tonight. Say, bro, okay, that don't fit with what service we're having. Well, I just have to mind the Lord. Because I tell you what, our homes is in desperate need. Inside the church and outside. We really don't realize what's going on. And the attack on the home is, it's bad. The homes are bad nowadays. And, if you've got a good home, we're to thank God now and guard it. And no problems going on in the home right now, guard it. And just keep your guard up and keep praying. And keep trusting God to help you. Because I'd say for too long, you're going to have an attack. Because if you ever do anything for God as a home, as a family, you're going to receive some attacks from the devil. The enemy don't like it. He don't like it a home. I'll say tonight, if you've got a house, you need to work on it. Because what we want to see is we want to see your house turned into a home. There's a difference there. You can have a house, but when the Spirit of God's real and God's controlling that home, you'll have a home. And I don't want a house. I don't want a house. I want a home where the Spirit of God is and there's sweet spirit and we're love. And I know the Lord's, done a lot. We've already said so much. Lord's done so much in our home in the last few weeks, and I'm thankful for that. And as I told the pastor today, I believe the Lord has really been setting the stage for the letdown that we had received yesterday of just the services of being in. Sunday morning up at Mount Moriah, struggling church. Now we should pray for him. But he preached on My Grace Is Sufficient, Brother Jacob. And help, Lord, I need strength. I preached it here years ago. And it was just what I was preaching. The Lord was helping us, and He was encouraging us. And I'm glad for that tonight, and I just praise the Lord. But I want to preach on harmony in the home. Well, we need some happy harmony in the home. And I hope that we'll all take a note tonight as we want to try to endeavor on this. And I wish you'd pray for me, and even up till, open the Bible. I just, wanting to make sure, and I said, I want you to mind the Lord, because we seen last week as an individual, and through his testimony, became a key to the service last week. Every service, there's a key. Yes. And I want to be a key when the Lord wants me to be. Amen. And that should be all our desires to pray. That God, would you have me be the key? I want to make sure my key's put in the door of the service. Yes. And so it doesn't matter if it's a young person or an older person, a mom or dad, you just make sure you be the key, all right? But Psalm chapter number 127, I ask you to stand for the reverence of the Word of God and just kind of rest yourself. Psalm chapter number 127, we'll try not to be too long, but we'll just mind the Lord, okay? Psalms 127, the Bible says, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. I wasn't going to read all that chapter, but I believe I will now. Except the Lord keep a city, the watchman waketh, but in vain. It's vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. Lo, children are a heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hand of the mighty men, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. And thank you for standing. I appreciate it. And just pray as we preach the Word of God to us, to our hearts tonight. And we just want to help our home, so we're going to try to preach harmony in the home. That's what's needed in this day and hour that we're living in. You say, Brother Craig, you an expert as a father? Yeah, far from it, all right? You can ask my children. Are you an expert at being a husband? Oh, you go ahead and ask Donna. I know she'd probably shout and run around saying, he's not an expert, but we just want to thank the Lord. We want to mind Him and just do what He'd have us to do. And I thought about this illustration, and I know a lot of times in our services we hear the pianists, they play. And when you hit the right chord, there's going to be good harmony in it. So as I go up here, I'm going to play a chord. And I want you to listen how pretty it is, sounds when it's all hitting the right note and it's in good harmony. You know, that's a real nice C chord, and oh, it sounds so beautiful. But it's like in our homes when there's the Spirit of God that's working in that home, and everybody's doing their part, doing their place, you're going to have a good sound and good harmony. But now when one of them individuals, whether it's the father or whether it's the mother or whether it's the children, when one of them gets out of whack, you're going to have disharmony in the home. That's a simple little illustration, but you see, that sounds awful. But when you get that father, that mother, and that child in harmony, you're going to have a good chord, and there's going to be a whole lot better fellowship. The sound's going to sound a whole lot better when you got a good chord and you got a good harmony in the house of God. And I've been wrestling with, you know, preaching on the home for quite some time. I wanted to do it up in Smyrna, but the Lord wouldn't let us. But it seemed like the last couple of weeks, I just can't get away from it, because we just realized that God wants to build some homes. And the Bible says here, except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain to build it. I can do all I can in the flesh. And the mama could do all she can in the flesh. And the children could do. But it's all going to be in vain. We've got to have the help of God in our homes. Maybe you're a single person. Hey, there's got to be harmony in your home too. You got to make sure you're right with the Lord. You got to make sure when you walk in that door of that home where that you have, that you're mindful of the Lord, that you're praying, making sure the Spirit of God is real in your home. All right? So I'm not leaving you out tonight. And then I know there's some and thinking marriage, and I know a lot of you younger people, that's something you're going to look forward to one of these days. And I wish everybody was here, not because of preaching, but just because it's the seriousness of the message. And just because the devil hates it. And if you was to go back to Genesis in chapter number 2, when God made man, and then he made a woman to be the helpmeet for that man, that was the very first institution. God did not make the church first. He did not make the church first. But there in Genesis chapter number 3, when He put that man and that wife together, and they were put together, and they become a man and a wife, that was the institution of the home. So why not, that if God instituted the home first, why not would the devil try to defeat the home first? Because so goes the home, so goes your church. So how many times has a service been interrupted because we as husbands and wives, and we as parents and the children, we are out with each other coming down the road, and then we get into the house of God and we're not talking to each other. We could care less if our spouse is with them. We could care less if our children is with them. But it hinders the working of the Holy Spirit. And to be honest with you, when me and Donna is at house with each other, which that's very, very seldom, but I really don't care whether I'm in the service or not. Because my mind's on this one, on Donna, what she did, what I did to her that she didn't like, and my mind's on her. My mind's not on God. So I'd say what would be the best thing for us to do is make sure that we get it right. But right before we walk in that door down there. Because I don't want to hinder the Spirit. I thought about this today, and I appreciate what Brother Chuck said there a while ago about our church. I thought about this today. I'm thankful for the brothers and sisters that we have here. And I love you so much that I don't want to put a quenched spirit upon a service. I don't want to be guilty. I may not know it today, but there may become a day when God will reveal that to me. That on such and such a day, you and your wife was at odds, or you had a hard feeling towards somebody, and you was not right with God. And so and so could have been saved, but now they're going to hell. So and so could have got the help that they need. But I just pray that our home, it's the Bible says, except the Lord. We need to make sure He's preeminent in our homes. Oh, I find that when I get old Craig up here preeminent and the Lord's way down here somewhere, I'll mess it up. That home will be, it'll become a house. When the Lord, He needs to build it. So why not if the home is the first institute that was made? Why not would it be that the devil would fight it the first thing? And you see it all across America. I hear it almost on a daily basis. Homes falling apart, if not on a daily, a weekly basis. Homes is a falling apart. The devil's got another home. Oh yeah, and it's not just unsaved people, but it's good, godly, church-going people that love the Lord. And the devil's got a toehold into that home, got it in the door. And the devil's split them. Oh, he hates our home. He hates our home. And you hear it all the time. Children going wayward. The devil's got in the home. So I'm a praying that the homes of RBT will grow stronger and stronger in the ways of God. Oh, we've got to have it. I want to remind our hearts, as I've got written down here, I want to remind us as husbands and wives, I want to remind us as parents and children, what Ephesians chapter number 6 and verse number 12 says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. It's Him that we fight against. It's not against our flesh and blood. Oh yeah, there's going to be times that we're going to have our little spats. There's going to be a little times that we're going to have our little arguments. But when it boils down to it, they're not your enemy. Husbands, those wives are not your enemies. Wives, us as husbands, we're not your enemies. Parents, as mad as you get sometimes, those children are not your enemies. As bad parent, as bad kids, as you think that you just don't appreciate your parents. Hey, they're not your enemies. You realize the devil's our enemies. The world, the flesh, and the devil, he hates us. That's the reason the Word of God says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Love the flesh, and love the lust of the flesh, and lust of the eyes, that pride of life. And a lot of times we'll get bogged right there in that pride of life. Oh, we want to be, there's that me first coming in. We want to make sure that I'm the first. I'm top daddy rabbit. Now I'll get to us husbands here in just a little bit. But I think a lot of times us as husbands, you know, we think we're top daddy rabbit just because God made us the head. And I'm getting ahead of myself here. That there becomes a problem there. When we, you know, we're the ones that, you know, well, yeah, we're the head. We're gonna be the one to make sure everything's going hunky-dory around here. And me first gets in the way. And then we slight the ones that we love. I want to ask the question, why is it the ones we love is the ones we hurt the most? Oh, the where we're treated the best in our homes. That's the ones we complain about the most. You know, I thought of this. We'll do more down at the job than we will do at our house. We'll do more for somebody else than we'll do for our own wife or we'll own our own kid.
Come on, brother.
God help us. Amen. We ought to treat our families to the most respect. Right. You know, that goes for, you know, talking bad about them. And I know there's been times that I've said something that's just not right against my precious wife. Oh, and I automatically seen it. Oh, I said something that I shouldn't have. You know, so them eyes and that face that let me know I wasn't right with what I said. I might have said something to somebody else, maybe jokingly, but a lot of times those jokes will turn into hurt feelings. That's the reason we ought to treat our mates and we ought to treat our families with the utmost respect, because except the Lord build the house. We need to let Him rule in our lives. We need to let the Spirit of God leading us in the direction that we need to go. Oh, we praise the Lord. Oh, wives, you ought to treat that husband like a king. But on the other hand, us men are to treat them wives like queens. I know I'm not the perfect husband. I know, Donna. But I want to do my dead level best to be as good to my family as I can be. And God would help us. Don't take each other for granted. Oh, be thankful to God for each other. Amen. Putting Him first in our lives and making sure that we're at the utmost, that we're making sure that our lives are lining up with Him. Turn with me to Ephesians chapter number 5. Probably some of the greatest scriptures. It talks about the home and the husband and the wife. Just trying to mind him tonight. Ephesians chapter number 5. Verse number 18 is such a key to this context, such a key to this portion of Scripture, because it starts off in Ephesians chapter number 5. Here in this chapter, he's told us how to walk several times. He said, walk in love. And in verse number 8, it says, walk as children of light. In verse number 15, walk circumspectly. But you know, and you could almost put it in verse number 18 as our title, we need to walk in harmony. And I'll teach you how to, I'll tell you through the Word of God in verse number 18 how we can walk in harmony and how our homes are walking in harmony. In verse number 18, the Bible says, be not drunk with wine, where is excess, but be filled with the Spirit That is the key to our homes tonight. And that's something we've heard about all of our, seems like all of our Christian life. That's the key to every part in the services, in our personal lives, in our homes, is making sure that we are filled with the Spirit of God. When our homes is filled, I want you to look in verse number 19. When our life is filled with the Spirit of God, there'll be joy. Look at verse number 19. Speaking yourselves psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. In verse number 20, they will be gratitude, giving thanks always for things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In verse number 21, submitting yourselves one to another. There'll be submission or obedience. When you're got the Spirit of God controlling your life, and to be filled with the Spirit means to be controlled by the Word of God. I'm glad tonight the Spirit and the Word of God will never go contrary to each other. What the Word of God will tell you to do, the Spirit will not buck it. And when the Spirit of God tells you, it better be matched up with the Word of God. Our homes, when it's filled with the Spirit of God, and it takes everybody, especially if you're all claimed to be saved. It takes a father filled with the Spirit of God. It takes a mother filled with the Spirit of God. It takes children that's filled with the Spirit of God. And you'll find there'll be joy. You'll find there'll be gratitude. You'll find there'll be obedience. And children, I could hit you. I'm going to go ahead and just jump ahead and get children. When you're in disobedience, you're a rebellion against God. And when you're not filled with the Spirit of God, you'll find that that's the number one problem that you'll have. When you're not filled with the Spirit of God, there'll be disobedience. You say, why do I disobey? Why am I in disobedience with my parents? And all through the Word of God, it talks about in those last days, during the book of one of the Timothys, it talks about perilous times. You go on down there and it says one thing that'll be in those last days is they'll be disobedient to parents. It's amazing to me, and I know it's in every home. If I was to have you raise your hand, if there's not a child disobedient in your home, I'd say I wouldn't find one. Because I believe every child has a problem with it in one aspect or another. But the children, when you're filled with the Spirit of God, children, you're going to be obedient to those. And while I'm on that note, I don't care what age you are. 25. 30, obedient to your parents and honor them. Where in the world? I don't understand. And I guess I may be harder than anybody, but on this path. But where in the world do we get 18? I don't understand. Because I'm sure as long as you're in the household, be obedient to your parents. There's only one, and that's where it comes from, the world. It's put this age limit of 18. Oh, yeah, and then all of a sudden, every child in America, they're saying all over across the world, so I cannot wait till I turn 18. I can do as I please. Wrong answer. You take this Word of God, find 18 in there. I'll tell you where you get it. Therefore shall a man and wife leave his mother and father and cleave. Bingo. Until you leave home, children, be obedient to your parents. That's rebellion. I can take you to the Word of God. I got it right there. Take you to the Word of God. Tell you where rebellion is the same as witchcraft. Hey, you wouldn't practice witchcraft, would you? Okay, good. I'm glad we got that settled. Amen. Ephesians chapter number 5, be not drunk with wine, where it says, but be filled with the Spirit of God. Don't be too hard on them, parents, because we're next. In verse number 21, submitting yourselves one another to in the fear of God. Verse number 22 is that wives, submit yourselves and your own husbands as unto the Lord. Oh boy, here goes. Wives. Now don't call me henpecked tonight. I don't want you to. All right? But submission, it's just a military term. It's so simple. To fall under rank. Everything should be in decency and in order. God has an order for everything. In the church, of course, you got the man of Yah. That's his position as over this church. In the army, you've got your ranks. But that's just like God. He's got the ranks in the home. And of course, as we'll read down here in just a little while, the man, the husband, he's the head of that home. And then wives fall in under that. Now I know a lot of times we'll say just because the wives need to be in subjection to her husband, that the husband thinks they can trample all over the wife, but they're not a dictator. Us husbands, God help us, we're not dictators. We're authority figures, and we have the responsibility of leading our homes. I'll probably church tonight. That's all right. That's all right. I'll go to the mission field or somewhere. Yeah, I'll go where they love me. But wives, submit yourself unto your own husbands, unto the church. Not submitted to the husbands. You're not submitted to the Lord. There's a motivational key, and I've got this written down here at the bottom. To have harmony in a home. Let me give you a motivation. Mothers, fathers, husbands, wives, children. It's three words. As unto Christ. Look at it. Wives, submit yourself unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. And husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave Himself for it. Verse number 24, therefore, as the church is subject unto the Christ, so let the wives be unto their own husbands. Husbands, love your wife, even as Christ also loved the church. And I'm going to get that in here in just a minute. But if everybody would hold their position as unto Christ and realizing it, I'm going to love my wife as I would love the Lord. Amen. You wouldn't want to hurt the Lord, would you? Oh, that'd be crazy. That'd be stupid. I want to hurt the Lord, not be obedient to Him, but how many times we do. But if I want to love my wife, I want to love her. It's unto the Lord. And hopefully, if she loves me, she'll love me as unto the Lord. I want to love my girls as unto the Lord. As much as I love my Lord, as much as I love my God, I want to have as much love for them. And I want to have the same kind of love. But I want to make sure my love is supreme. Because if I love my Lord like I do, say I do, that's going to help us love each other. Because the Bible says love one another. Let brotherly love continue. Bear you one another's burdens. And so fulfill the law of Christ. And if I'm putting God right there in preeminence, and then there's the head of the house, that husband, and then that wife falling right up under her, and then the children. Well, we want the wives. It's a military term to arrange under rank. It doesn't mean slavery. I'm fighting for you tonight, wives. It don't mean slavery. It's a shame that there's a bunch of women around this globe tonight that are having to live in slavery because of that sorry husband. They don't respect them. They don't care for them. They've got this mentality that I'm the head and that's just the way it's going to be. I mean, that's the way God wants it to be, but you don't have to... Better watch it. You're not inferior. You're not a servant. You don't need to be looked down upon. You've got your place. I'll be honest with you. The wife is the heart of that home. whether you want to believe it or not. The head is the husband. That heart is that woman. And of course, the hope is the children. Hey, we don't want to mess that heart up, men. We don't want to get that heart messed up and mess them wives up. You know, we've always heard this, that Eve came from the rib, didn't come from the head. You heard this before. It didn't come from the head, where the wife would be the ruler over that man. Didn't come from the feet, but that where the man would trample on the wife all the time. Let's make sure we get our homes in prospect. Making sure our homes, the devil hates us. All it takes is for one to get out of whack. All it takes is for that children to try to become the head. All it takes for that wife to become the head. We've got our responsibility. And wives, Proverbs 18:22, whosoever findeth a wife, findeth a good thing. And I found a good thing. There on May the 1st. May the 1st, 1992. Yes, I know it. I don't forget that one. Yeah, some of you husbands don't even remember the date you got married. God help you. But I found a good thing. That's the reason I want to treat her with respect. I don't have many hobbies. Y'all know I don't hunt and fish around here. God help. You know what I like to do for fun besides sleep? Besides eating. I want to spend time with my family. You know, I don't mind them going out. You know, I know, you know, Donna and some of them may like to go out and, you know, have a good time and go eat and stuff like that. I don't mind that. I let her do that. Whether she wants me to or not, I let her. Ain't that good? That's good being ahead. I can let her do what I want. Hey, but I want to go with her sometimes. I want us as a family to go out and eat together and be together. That's a hobby I like to do. And we ought to make that our hobbies. God help us. God help men. They don't want to ever spend no time with their wife. Oh, Lord, I don't know where it's going. Lord, help us. We've had a laugh or two. But you know, many times I go up to a Coke machine and I try to put my money in, then all of a sudden it flashes up out of order. Ain't that like our home sometimes? What we got to think is behind that door of that home, there's some mechanisms, there's some gears in there that's not working properly. And that's the way I like our homes. If you've got a home where the mechanism's inside it and you've got friction in a home, you've got gears in the home that's not working properly, place the out of order on the sign. So we can get God, the maintenance man, get God, the Spirit of God, the maintenance, and so He can come by and He can work on that heart, work on those inward parts, get the family put back together, making sure our house becomes a home, and then we can rip the out of order sign off. And we can go on for God. Oh, we need each other. Oh, Lord Jesus. God instituted the home. God instituted the home. Oh, look with me. I guess because I'm a husband, I'm going to be harder on myself. But in wives, submit yourself and your own husbands unto the Lord. There in verse number 24, in verse 25, excuse me. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church, gave Himself for it. Christ loves His church, don't He? Christ loves His church. And in spiritual application, the church is the bride and Christ is the groom. And we as husbands, as that groom, we are to love our wives just like Christ loves His church. He loves the church. He died for the church. That's the reason we as husbands need to live our life and to die for our wives. Them three girls that I've got in my home, I'd die for them. I mean, I would. And you'd die for your children. You'd die for your wife. Because I love them. And they're mine. And I thank God for giving them to me. And I want to love my wife even as Christ loved the church and gave Himself for it. So, there in verse number 28, so ought men to love their wives, their own bodies. He that loved his wife loved himself. God put us together as one. God put us together as one. Love, sacrifice for. As we said, just because we're heads don't mean we're dictatorship. We got a leadership position. Leadership to lead that home. And it's going to be as husbands that's lead that home. And we've got to, we need to be the provider. We need to be the provider of our home. Oh yeah, it just breaks my heart knowing right now, being jobless. Now, I've got a God-given responsibility as provider of my home. That's the reason I'm going to do my dead level best to try to find me a job. Because I don't want to sit around and be a sorry, no good for nothing husband that would just lay on and get to draw unemployment. I don't want to do that. You can't live on that anymore. We need to be a provider. Well, we already need to be a protector. Somebody get in your house. If a devil tried to get in your house, what would you try to do? Try to get him out. The enemy tried to get in your home. You want to try to get him out. Something would come against your home. Husbands, whether we should be the protector to try to get him out. But not only a provider and the protector, but we are to be the priest. We are the spiritual leader of our homes. And I thank God, I'll be honest with you, I thank God that there's some women in life that's had to take up the spiritual role of a home because of an unsaved husband. And I'd say right here in this congregation, there's some people that's sitting because their mother had to become a spiritual leader in the home. If that's what it takes, moms have at it. But if there's a Christian husband sitting under the sound of my voice and under God's Word this evening, we are to step up to the plate and be a better spiritual leader in our home. It's our God-given responsibility that we're supposed to provide for it, to protect it, be the priest in our home. God help us. So ought men to love their wives. We are to love our wives. Protect it. Keep those communication lines open. Because there's so much going on today. There's falsehood. Telling lies about one and the other. Telling lies, getting bitter with each other. And malice and talking bad. As we said earlier, don't down your wife, husbands, right in front of somebody. And wives, don't down your husbands right in front of somebody. Why? Bless God, get them to the house and then down them. No, I'm just kidding. Don't do that. That's not right. You know, scratch that off that tape. You know, you've always heard the statement, you know, don't go to bed mad. Heard somebody say right at one time, just stay up and fight. Just get it out of your system before you go to bed. Bad speech. What was I doing talking about? Falsehood, bitterness, selfishness, bad speech. Filthy communication. It's wrong.
Amen.
You know, cussing them out.
Amen.
Telling them, oh Lord Jesus, help us. Husbands, we're to love our wives. I'm going to move on. Time is already gone. It's y'all's fault. You minded the Lord. Let's get to the children. I've done hit you once. We'll just... Children are in verse number six, in chapter number 6. Ephesians 6, children, obey your parents in the Lord. I'm going to give you three things, children. I want you to listen up. How many is a child still living at home? I don't care what your age is. You're still living at home. Stand to your feet, please. Children, I'm going to give you three things. There you go, Brother David. He's still living at home. Yeah, I don't know where he got that 18. I don't understand. There is exceptions to that, brother. All right. Remain standing. Children, I want you to listen to me. Look at where's your Bible? Chapter number 6. I want you to look at it. You're going to remain standing for the rest of this message. It won't be long, I promise you. I'm going to give you three little things. Chapter number 6. Children, obey your parents. I want you to say that second word with me right now. Obey. Say it again. I want to hear it. Obey. All right. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Children, look at me. In Colossians 3:20, children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. You want to be pleasing to the Lord, children? Right here. It's give you the Word of God. The Word of God says it's well-pleasing to the Lord. I'm going to give you three things real quick. Number one, children, it's required that you obey your parents. What did I tell you? That disobedience was rebellion. God hates it. And if you're in rebellion, you're not right with God. I mean, that's simple. Just like a husband, when they're not right with a wife, they're not right with children, they're not right with God. Same way with the wives. Not right with the husband, not right with children, they're not right with God. Same way with if we're not right with each other, we're not right with God. Children, look at me. Number one, it's required. Right here in this chapter, you look at with me, verse number one, it says, children, obey your parents in the Lord. It was not a suggestion. When you feel like it, Brooke, that you could be obedient to your parents. It did not say that. Jacob, it did not say, well, if I want to. It didn't say that. It's required that every child, children be obedient to your parents. Number one, it's a requirement. Number two, it's right. It's right. Look at that verse with me again. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is, say it with me, right. A little louder, please. It's right. That's the second thing. It's required. It's right. And then look at this. Look at this third thing. It's also rewarded. You want to be pleasing to the Lord, and you want to live long on this earth. I can't remember the preacher of the past, Oliver B. Green or one of them. He said, "I will not live to see an old age because I rebelled against my family, my parents." Amen. Children, it's rewarding. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise. What's that promise, Brother Craig? That it may be well with thee and thou mayest live long on the earth. Be obedient. Try practicing it this week. Will you do it? And I want to tell us parents, just because we're parents, and that's where this next verse comes into. Go ahead, kids. I'm going to let you sit down a minute. Verse number four. Go ahead and sit down. It's fine. Verse number four. Now, I read after an author, and I kind of like what he said. You know, in the Word of God, when it said, "Let us make man in our own image," then it talks about mankind. When it talks about man, most of the time it deals with the man and woman. Now, when I read after this author, I kind of looked at it, and I said, yeah, I probably agree with that. When it says, "And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord," he kind of looked at that as parents. And yeah, the wives could fall in that. Mothers can fall into that. Because you don't want mothers provoking your children to wrath. Because it's going to take them, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Well, you really want to agree with that, that's fine. You know, I don't know really whether I agree with it or not, but you know, it's a good point. That it, you know, as far as mankind, meaning man and woman, as fathers could be mean as parents. You parents, provoke not your children to wrath, bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Well, I praise the Lord. I'm going to quit. I'm done. Joshua said, "As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord." Let's have harmony in our homes. God help us. Well, we need harmony in our homes. It's going to take every position working together, being in their place. The husband's not being such a dictator. The wives don't enjoy being at the house. And the wives being in submission to their husbands and being in their place. And I realized, and I guess if I wanted to do another one, I heard just yesterday about two bank accounts. I don't know where you get that. God put me and my wife together so we have one bank account. If you do, you know, that's fine. But I don't know where you get that. I really don't. Well, I'm going to quit. Preacher, go ahead.